Vocabulary with comments, list 14, 2, 2, and 3, 3 adjectives, and some third declension nouns. Now, for starters, what is a 2, 2 adjective? Remember, it follows second declension in the masculine and feminine and neuter forms. We're used to adjectives following the second declension in the masculine and neuter. The odd thing is that 2, 2 adjectives follow the second declension in the feminine. And remember, we're used to the first declension being used in the feminine. So that's really the odd thing about 2-2 adjectives. Now, 3-3 adjectives follow third declension in all three genders. That's not too unusual. In fact, that just winds up looking like the third declension case endings. Okay? So here we go. 2-2 adjectives. The first one is ionios, on, which means eternal. In English, we talk about an aeon, meaning a long time. And in Greek, if you want to say that something goes on and on, you say that it is eis tous aionas, into the ages. And that's often translated eternal. Ionios, on, means eternal. Hamartalos, on, means sinful. And that's close to hamartia, right? Remember, which just is a noun that means sin. So, hamartalos, on, means sinful. Now, the 3-3 adjectives, meizon, on, means greater. Pleon, on, means larger or more. In English, there's a word pleonism, which is the use of more words than is necessary. Pleonism. Pleon on means larger or more. And then the number 3 in Greek is treis or tria. In Christianity, we talk about God being 3-in-1, a trinity. Treis, tria, means 3. And now the third declension nouns. Aros, arus, ta, means mountain. There's a word in English, orology, which is the study of mountains. So, aros, arus, ta, means mountain. Pous, padas, ha, means foot. A podiatrist studies feet. Pous, padas, ha, means foot. Pur, puras, ta, means fire. And we talk about a pyromaniac. That's right from the Greek. Pyromaniac, a fire freak. Pur, puras, ta, means fire. Rhema, rhematos, ta, means word. And we can hear that Greek cognate in our English word, rhetoric. Like rhema, rhetoric is the skillful use of words. Rhema, atos, ta, means words. I'm sorry, word. Notice atos there. This is a mot-stem noun. Rhematos is the genitive form. And as always, mot-stem nouns are neuter. So it's rhema, atos, ta, means word. Stama, atos, ta, means mouth. Notice another mot-stem noun. Stamatos is the genitive form. Hear the mot in there, stamatos. Stama, atos, ta, means mouth. Hudor, hudatos, ta, means water. And in English, we talk about hydraulic tools or hydraulic things, which means that they use liquid. Hydraulic in English, in Greek, hudor, hudatos, ta, means water. And finally, phos, photos, ta, means light. Photosynthesis in English is the process by which plants convert light to energy, photosynthesis. Phos, photos, ta, means light.